Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your color and style questions. Okay, first one today comes from Jacqueline, who asks or says, I have too many clothes. I'm a mood dresser and sometimes have too many items. What should I do? So mood dressing is an interesting thing. So people who are mood dressers do need to have a bigger wardrobe than someone who is a uniform dresser, usually, because different moods require different sorts of clothes. And so therefore, it's very easy when you're shopping to be in a different mood and buy something for the think of that maybe one day I'll want to wear that. Now, this is where we can go wrong, because even though we might have lots of different moods and we want to dress differently on different days, which there is nothing wrong with that, but we might buy outside of who we are or something that we just never wear. So what I would do is, if you're a mood dresser and you're trying to whittle your wardrobe down a little bit because it's feeling overwhelming, and that's what the feeling I'm getting from this question, Jacqueline, is that if your wardrobe is feeling overwhelming, first of all, split your clothes into like items. So put all the pants together, the tops together, the skirts together, those sorts of things, the jackets together, so that A, it's easier to find those sorts of things. When you're looking for pants, it's in your pants section. When you're looking for a jacket, it's in your jacket section. Then what I want you to do, and you might want to do this in every area of your wardrobe, depending on how your wardrobe is laid out, because everybody's wardrobes are quite different, is challenge yourself to wear some different garments every day. So instead of just pulling on the same things, to actually wear something different and kind of work your way through your wardrobe. Now, if you've lived somewhere that's very seasonal, you may want to have like winter at one end and summer at the other, or take the winter out when it's summer and vice versa. So you're only looking at the clothes that are seasonally appropriate, because it can also get overwhelming like that as well. Then what I want you to do is think about doing something like putting some sort of divider in your wardrobe, or maybe it's a ribbon, maybe it's something around the rack, so that is a visual cue. And then every day when you go to your wardrobe to get dressed, wear something that is from the unworn section. And then as anything gets worn and it goes in the wash, comes back into the wardrobe, it goes the other side of that ribbon or divider, whatever you've chosen to put there. So you know you're only choosing from the unworn items rather than the worn items. Because what I want you to do is actually assess whether you really like this garment, whether it works for you, whether you're getting enjoyment from it, or whether it's actually a mistake in your wardrobe. And there's plenty of reasons we have mistakes. Things are the wrong colours, the fit is bad and it's uncomfortable in some way or other, that maybe that the shape is not very great on you. There's all sorts of reasons. So as you work through your wardrobe, you can decide after wearing something whether it wants to stay in your wardrobe or it's time to let it go. And then two, anything that goes back on the other side of that ribbon or divider. And so over time, what you've done is you've started to do an assessment, a real life assessment of those clothes in your wardrobe, figuring out what you do and what you don't enjoy wearing. Because this is when we're a mood dresser, and you know, like, and this could be, you know, you could organize your wardrobe by various moods. If you have, these are my more casual moods, these are my more dressy moods, or it could be, these are my more dramatic moods and these are my more feminine moods, depending on how you want to organize it. But making it easier for you to find things. So if you are, you know, someone who sees the endless possibilities of garments, which there are many people like that, and so it can be hard to let it go. One of the things is, when we see those endless possibilities, is when it's hanging on a hanger, we see them. Sometimes when we put them on, we start to realize that maybe this is not the right piece for us. Maybe we made a mistake when we bought it because we put it on and it just doesn't feel right for some reason or other. So it's good to whittle out those things that aren't working, and then we can keep the rest, and then we can figure out how to dress for those moods in a way that makes you happy. The next question today comes from Jane, who says, how can I develop a core capsule for my style? So when we're thinking about creating any sort of wardrobe capsule, whether it is, I mean, I'm wondering, is this core capsule really almost like a basics capsule that then you can add your hero garments over the top of, or your hero accessories or interesting pieces too? So I'm going to go with that because it's not really explained there hugely. So if we were thinking about how do I kind of get the basics right for my wardrobe so then everything else works. So the first thing you want to do is understand your body shape, proportions, body variations, all those bits and pieces that are our physicality and what shapes, silhouettes, what design lines, where should the verticals be, where should the horizontals be, all that sort of information. What kind of fabrics work best on your figure? What do you feel most comfortable in? Those sort of kind of physical aspects of clothing. So you want to get that sorted out and go, well, am I a boot cut or a skinny leg or a flared or a wide leg? Like what sort of pant is my best pant shape? What sort of skirt is my best skirt shape? If you're an H shape, you would want straight skirts. If you're an X shape, you want flared skirts. So knowing those sorts of things, which means when you're out shopping, you can go, I'm looking for flared skirts or I'm looking for straight skirts, depending on your body shape. So once you've kind of got those sorts of bits of information sorted, then I would go absolutely to your colouring. The easiest way to create a core capsule and a core wardrobe and a wardrobe where everything works together is to have a colour palette. And this is because the colours all work together and they work for you. So it's really easy then to mix and match as well. And start with what are your base neutrals that you want to work with. And my advice for which are your base neutrals is always to go with, start with your hair color. So start with the colors in your hair. So like now I have gray hair, I could have lighter and darker grays. Makes it really easy for me to find neutrals. I've got blue eyes, so I can also look at denims and navy and colors like that. So that is where I am going to start with for my neutrals. Now, you could also, you have beige skin, you might find beige is a really great neutral, depending on your colouring. When I had black hair, black was a great neutral and navy was too because I had the blue eyes. When I went blonde, white was a great neutral. So it is looking at those. Look at the hair colour, look at your eye colour and look at your skin colour and what are the neutrals you can find in them. Base your wardrobe around these neutrals. Then you can like look for your basics in those colours. So have some, you know, like simple tops and things like that, particularly in winter where you may want to layer, but things that are fitted, that work for your body, that you can put jackets over the top of. So as much as like I've got a, you know, bit of a fun top on today that's got a bit of a, you know, it's an angular, asymmetric, very hard to put a jacket over this top. It's not designed to have a jacket over the top because of the sleeve is, you know, it's a drop shoulder and all these sorts of things. So you want some tops that are much more basic that when you want to put a jacket over the top, you can do that easily, or a cardigan or whatever it might be. So things that you can easily layer over the top of. Choose good neutrals, you know, for your bottom half. So get some pants, some jeans in your good neutrals. So that's just going to start to make it easier. And then you can add your colours, your hero pieces, your accessories, all those sorts of things over the top. But look at things like you always want to have, say, 3 to 5 tops for every bottom that you have. Because that's just, you know, we tend to wash our tops more because we sweat more in our upper body. So therefore, you generally want more tops than you do bottoms. But really what we want is start with those basics, start with those neutrals, and then you can build on top of that, build the interest in to your wardrobe. Hopefully that helps you think about creating a kind of core capsule for your wardrobe. And you might want to think about the different seasons as well, summer versus winter, and you know, and whether or not you're a hot person or a cold person, all these things come into it. Only you can decide that. Only you know that. You know what makes you comfortable. But starting there is really going to help you to start to develop that great core capsule wardrobe. The last question today comes from Christine, who says, help me transition away from a predominantly corporate wardrobe to more smart casual for retirement and help with my colours as I move to grey hair colour. So as we move from a very corporate life to a more casual, relaxed, but smart casual life, you can start to look at your old corporate wardrobe and think, you know, is this anywhere I would wear some of my old things? Now, you might keep some blazers from suits and you might wear them, you know, with a pair of jeans and a t-shirt or a knit, something like that. You might look at your old suit pants potentially and go, would I wear them, you know, with a simpler top or something, but rather than a blazer, could I wear them with a denim jacket and dress them down? If you find that they're just too formal, it may be worthwhile letting them go, but you might keep some blazers or something rather than letting everything go. And this is why only you can decide, and it's going to depend on your lifestyle, where you live, your location, the weather. All those sorts of things make a difference to what you have in your wardrobe. But try wearing, some of your more corporate things with some of your more casual things and see how it works for you. Start to work out what works and what doesn't work. Do some experimentation. And then as your hair is going gray, so it's thinking about if you are going gray, you are lightening up and you are softening down in your colors. So that is what's happening with when we are going gray. So it's starting to think about, instead of going, particularly if you have an old corporate wardrobe, which is very, generally they're very dark, is that starting to bring more lighter colors into your wardrobe and softer colors instead of really bright colors. So they are something you can think about. It's definitely worth getting a new color analysis if you're going gray, because especially you've got this whole major life change going on, and if you're going to be buying new clothes, this is a great time to reassess your coloring and get a new color analysis to make sure that anything you buy, A, works with the coloring you have today, and B, works with the new lifestyle that you are going to have. And if you've got that color palette, it makes it really easy to buy that cohesive wardrobe because the colors are designed to work together. So you'll find it much easier to mix and match. You don't need as many clothes, but they all work together. So I would recommend getting that color analysis, and I can do that as an online standalone service, or it's also part of my 7 Steps of Style. If you want to reassess your entire style, that is the place to go. But yeah, there are things to always think about when we are going through these changes. And then, even things as like transitioning, it's like softening down. It might change your value contrast. It can also change your color contrast. So going to gray, and that's the thing I've noticed. And one of the big changes I've had to do is actually change the color that my eyebrow pencil color. So not a lot else changed about my makeup, but my eyebrow pencil color changed because I used to do a blonde eyebrow pencil, and now I've had to do a gray, a smoky gray one, because the blonde looked too brown. It looked a little bit odd with my grayer hair. So sometimes it's that reassessing of makeup and other things as we are going gray as well that can make a difference. So hopefully those little tips have helped you think about your wardrobes in a new way. Thank you so much for watching and so much for sending me your questions. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.